When asked a question about where God is, an ancient sage said simply, God is wherever we let God in. There is great truth here. We actually have to invite God in rather than expect that God will do what we want without our asking or our awareness. Who among us would enter into the home of a friend without first knocking and waiting for them to open the door? When Jesus sent 70 disciples into the countryside to prepare the people for his coming, he said, whatever house you enter first, say peace to this house. And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide. For the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move from house to house. In other words, those who were open to and welcoming of the peace of Christ were also ready for the coming of Jesus into their home and life and hearts. And those who were not open missed out on the all too rare moment of God's visitation. You know, we do not know when God will arrive at our door, but we are cautioned to be ready, open, inviting and welcoming. I seek to be ready for God every day. And here's my vow to God. I will be ready for you when you come. I do not know when you are coming or how or where I will be, but I will be ready for you when you come. I am not ready for you now, though I have been ready before, and I will be ready for you when you come. God is always ready for us, even if we are not yet ready for God. These insistent words of Christ frequently address me when I pray, from Revelation 3:20. Listen, I'm standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come into you and eat with you and you with me. Okay, sit in a comfortable straight-back chair with both feet on the ground and arms resting on your thighs. Relax and practice belly breathing with your eyes closed. As you breathe in, let God in, so to say. And as you breathe out, let go and let God. That is, give your heart and soul and life to the God whom you have invited in, including giving up all of your worries, your fears, and even your concerns. Breathe in, let God. And breathe out, let go. Let God. Let go. Do this for 5 to 10 minutes. God is ever so gentle and kind. I assure you, whatever you give to God, God will take. Whatever of yourself you open to God, God will enter. Note carefully, not only is God wherever we let God in, God will let you find God when you seek God with your whole heart. through the prophet Jeremiah. God said, "For surely I know my plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, I will let you find me if you seek me with all of your heart. I will let you find me, says the Lord." The truth is, God is far more desirous of entering into us than we are of entering into the Spirit of God. But when you are ready, and all that you are stands at the entrance door into the kingdom, God will open to you, and you will enter God as God enters you.